Zachary Simpson, Albany native and founder and coordinator of the Uptown Neighborhood Cooperative and chairman of CANA. What is CANA and what have you been doing this election cycle?
So CANA is the Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations. I'm in my sixth month of my first term, and it's been around since 1976, and it's our citywide federation of neighborhood associations. For those that don't know, we have almost 30 of them in the entire city, and we have 23 that are part of CANA. And I have been doing Meet the Candidate Nights and Forums since back in February of this year.
This election cycle, we have five long-serving council members that are not running again for a new term, right?
Yes. So the five are the sixth ward, which is Richard Conte. He is retiring. And then seventh ward is Kathy Fahey. And then the ninth ward is Judy Doshea. And then ward 12, which is actually the ward I live in, Michael Bryan is retiring. And then the ward 14 is Joe Igo.
That's probably a lot for a cycle, right?
Well, I can certainly comment on 2017, which was the last cycle, which about half the council turned
over. So it's not necessarily a lot.
It's not an unprecedented number per se, but when you look at the institutional knowledge of these five individuals and the cumulative number of years that they've served on the city council, you know, it is a loss, but I'm sure they'll be around. There's always a learning curve. I've seen it firsthand in 2017, but everybody gets up to speed eventually.
So you want to start with the sixth ward numerically, and also because that's the one that seems like it's got the most candidates running, right?
Yes. And, you know, as I mentioned, we did a forum back in February through the Uptown Cooperative, co-sponsored by the Park South Neighborhood and Helderberg. And the sixth ward was one of the wards we focused on. At that time, there were five candidates in the running. Gabriella Romero, Jeff Mayo, Susan Petto, Ford McLean, and Richard Olivier Marius. As of today, there's three left. Mr. McLean, he left the race, I want to say back maybe towards the end of February, early March. And Mr. Marius actually left the race recently, within the last week or two, I think.
And Mr. Marius endorsed Gabriel Romero when he left the race. Is that right?
Yes. I think the same with Mr. McLean as well. I think they both are supporting Ms. Romero at the time, this time.
Okay. So what can you tell me about the three candidates that are left?
So two of them are attorneys. Jeff Mayo, he has worked with, I think, tenant rights, and like civil rights. That's his main focus. And Gabrielle Romero, I think, is a assistant public defender, I believe. And then Susan Petto, I believe her employment is with the University at Albany School of Business. So I think she's part of the faculty there.
And when they spoke at the forum, what were the big issues that they all felt were important, or what were the ones they had disagreements on?
The recent one, which was co-sponsored by, you know, CANA, the League of Women Voters, the Focus Churches of the Sixth Ward, and Capital District Latinos, one of the big focuses was the lights in the park issue. It seems like they're all in pretty much agreement that it's outgrown its space and it needs to be relocated. So that's something they're in agreement with. You know, but there was a lot of other things asked about, you know, law enforcement. I think, you know, that's a big issue right now with the police department and, you know, the incident at the South Station. But yeah, a lot of things that were relevant to the Sixth Ward, walkability, you know, traffic, small business. I think at this point, it's just, you know, they're going to knock doors and try to get the word out as much as possible to the potential voters in the sixth ward. And the sixth ward is very unique because it's such a compact ward. It's very urban. The four neighborhood associations around the park, they have a very tight alliance with each other, as well as with the Washington Park Conservancy. So, you know, that's unique about the sixth, is that it's very compact and it's a lot of rental. So you got to really work hard to get with the voters.
All right, let's talk about the seventh then. I also spoke to the three people in this race, so tell me what you think about them.
So the three in the seventh, that's Violetta DeRosa, Sergio Adams and Brian Scavo, who I believe formerly served in a political position, possibly county legislature. You know, he's putting his hat in the ring. You know, I've met both Violetta and Sergio. They were part of our forum back in February. And they're both, you know, trying to get their face out there with volunteering, with knocking doors. So that'll be an interesting one to watch.
Okay. Let's talk about the 12th ward next.
Hyde Clark. So I'm also vice president of our neighborhood association. Hyde's our president. So I do serve with him. I also serve with him on the Albany County Democratic Committee. I know him well, and I think he's going to be an excellent replacement for Councilman O'Brien. But I believe there is a Republican opponent, so we will possibly have a forum with these two individuals to talk about the issues.
I see. Okay, so he's running unopposed in the primary, but he may have a race to run in the general.
Correct.
Okay, we skipped over the 9th ward.
The 9th ward is, there's three candidates. Megan Keegan is a Democrat, Joanne Gallagher, Democrat, and then Robert Barr Porter is a Republican. So actually, Kana is doing next Tuesday a 9th ward forum with Ms. Keegan and Mr. Porter. And unfortunately, Ms. Gallagher did decline an invitation. I think both Ms. Gallagher and Ms. Keegan have been in Albany for a long time and involved with local politics. So, but they both participated in the February forum. We got a chance to see them both together back then.
And the last one we got is the 14th ward.
So that's Celia Evers and Deborah Zamer. They're running for the Democratic nomination. And there's actually going to be a cane event on Monday night for Ms. Zamer. Ms. Evers as well did not, she declined the invitation to participate. So we are going to Monday do a more of a town style format where it's one candidate appearing. So we're going to, take some questions from beforehand and also take questions directly from the audience.
Early voting starts pretty soon, right?
Yes, June 12th to the 20th. Check with the Albany County Board of Elections just to make sure you got the right voting polling site if you're not sure.
Tell us exactly where to find the upcoming forum that you're hosting.
Sure. So you can watch some of the reruns on the Kana Facebook page. We did the Merrill Forum. We did Ward 6. We actually did Ward 5. I was the moderator this week for the Ward 5 forum with Jamel Robinson and Wilmer Lawson. So Ward 7, I'm sure that's going to be posted pretty soon once it's available. The 14th ward, Ms. Zamer, will be Monday night at 6 o'clock. And then Tuesday night will be the 9th ward with Ms. Keegan and Mr. Porter. If you would like to get an invitation to actually be present in the Zoom conference, you can send an email to Kana, that's a C-A-N-A, the number 4, albany@gmail.com. And it's also going to be streamed to YouTube and Facebook. So if you want to go to the Kana Facebook page, you can watch it there.
Anything you want to add about special challenges this year or things that are different?
The one thing I just want to say is that, these forums, these virtual forums that we're doing are just so important, particularly during the age of COVID, because last year and, this year, a lot of it has been very difficult for candidates to try to, knock doors, get people that are very hesitant about COVID because, you have people that will not open their door under any circumstances during COVID. It's been a lot of challenges. So, one thing I'll say for this year and going forward is, candidates really need to take advantage of these opportunities to, really make themselves available to the voter and get the voter an opportunity to really ask you some questions and see how you handle yourself. That's part of this process. You have to make yourself available. You have to show people how you're going to really handle yourself once you're elected. How are you going to serve? How are you going to answer tough questions? Because, getting elected is one thing, but it's to serve, it's another. And I'll tell you right now, the Common Council is it's a part-time job, but it's a full-time job if you want it to be. And there's a lot of challenges in each ward. You have to be responsive and you have to be a solutions person.
Zachary Simpson, thanks so much for talking with me. Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.